sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a clear, sunny spring day, a shaggy wood bison weighing almost 2,000 pounds is herded into a chute from a pasture at the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center near Girdwood. Biologists and a veterinarian examine the animal and note the number on its ear tag. By nightfall, this animal would be hundreds of miles away near the lower Yukon and Innoko rivers. Wood bison, massive northern cousins to the familiar plains bison, were native to Alaska until they were extirpated about 100 years ago. A decade ago, about 60 were imported to Alaska from a remnant herd in Canada, and plans were developed for their reintroduction to the wild. After almost 20 years of work, in late March 2015, 100 wood bison were flown from a holding facility near Girdwood to Shagalek, a village on the Iditarod Trail halfway between Nome and Anchorage. The wood bison were loaded into two specially made containers, which held 7 adults or 15 yearling bison. The containers were trucked from the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center to Anchorage and loaded into a giant C-130 transport aircraft, which made 2 trips a day for 3 days. The wood bison were kept in a temporary pen near Shagalek to acclimate to their new environment. After about a week, they were led several miles away from the village to freedom. Many of the cows are pregnant and will drop calves between late April and early June. The new calving grounds will reinforce their attachment to their new range. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.